Cast your minds back to 1986, a victory for a horse called West Tip, ridden by Richard Dunwoody, ran in the colours of the late Peter Luff, whose colours may well be represented this year by one of the youngest horses in the race, the seven-year-old One Night in Vienna, trained by Philip Hobbs, who's been close but no cigar in the Grand National so far. And Philip, this would be quite some story for the Luff family, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, we're hoping that sort of is a possibility due to the fact that often the Grand National win there is a story. So the big one here, yeah.
And you were involved in the West Tip story in your own way as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I rode him in his first few races until Richard Dunwoody dropped me off.
was he a better jockey than you?
I shouldn't think so.
Just tell us what kind of attributes this horse One Night in Vienna has got. He's only seven. It's not really your style to chuck novices at a big race like this.
I think the main thing is he stays forever. And he has a fantastic attitude, and his jumping, touch wood, up to now has been very, very good. So we hope we get past the test at Ascot on Saturday and novice chase there, okay? And he wouldn't run again after that.
Your other big hope is Cruz Linen. Phil Smith gave him a big mention as one horse who could maybe make a fool of him. I'd imagine you're hoping the same. What did you make of his win at Kempton?
In the end, he won easily. He looked to be struggling a bit down the back straight and then came on the bar in the straight and won well, and maybe that shows he stays very well. He definitely had a tendency to go a little bit left, which won't be an issue around, obviously, Aintree at all. And Jason Maguire, who rode him a lot of the races, says that he did always have that tendency a bit. So whether he'll run before, I don't know, really, because racing post-chase is definitely an option, although that's right-handed, obviously, at Kempton again. He could run on the Tuesday at Cheltenham in the three-mile handicap chase.
And if you were Richard Johnson and the Grand National was this weekend, which of them would you choose?
Well, there's no option, really, because Tom O'Brien's already ridden One Night in Vienna anyway, so it all fits in very well.
So that's it. So Richard rides Cruz Linen, Tom rides One Night in Vienna. Job done. Excellent. Tell me about how Balthazar King is, because he was one of the stories of last year's Grand National. We feared for him at the canal turn. He made a miraculous recovery. You're not asking him to do it again.
No. Been amazing how he's recovered, because when he went to the hospital at Liverpool afterwards, the Equine Hospital there, he was up there for about a month, so they were very concerned. He'd broken ribs and punctured his lung, and that isn't in itself wasn't a big issue, but then he had a bad infection in his lung afterwards, pleural pneumonia, and he was, you know, they were warning us that he might not survive for some time. Anyways, over all that, he went back to his owners in Hampshire. He's been back with us since Christmas. He's as good as ever. But we just felt that if he was to win the cross-country race at Cheltenham, which has to be his main aim, to go back to France again, the Lyon, d'Angers and Cron, where he's run before, has to be more sense than running the National after what happened last time.
Well, it's wonderful that he's okay. It's great news that he's off to Cheltenham. Best of luck with your runners this year. You've been second twice. Good luck this time round. Philip, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.